Farm City Supply in Breckenridge. Hardware, farm, home.
It's Mornings with Dablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Hey, good morning, you. It's 9:06. Got a cloudy sky. 14 degrees. Looking out the window, and I go, just looks like January. Welcome to the Monday morning show. And back again, one of my favorite people. I always love the Christmas season because I get to talk with Gene Ferdin about the Salvation Army. Gene, good morning.
Hi, Bill. How are you?
Well, we're doing good. And you brought us some good news this morning.
I did.
2020 was such a weird year. Mm-hmm. Such a strange year. And I know you kind of came in and said, well, I don't know what. But you did okay.
We did just great. And yeah. I just wanted to come in and say thank you to everyone who helped us out. You know, the bell ringers, the people who let us have those kettles out in their places of business. We did really well. And so just thank you to everybody who helped.
Well, now catch us up. You had kind of like three big locations here in town or in the Twin Towns,
yes,
right?
We had Breck and Wap Econo Foods, and then we had Walmart in Wahpeton. And those were the big ones. But then we put these little counter kettles out in some of these communities, and we did really well with those. You know, not everybody can come to Wahpeton to put money in the kettle.
Sure.
Yes.
And one more time, all of this money, too, that you raise here stays right here at home.
Exactly, yes. Okay. And people seem to forget that every year. You even seem surprised when I came in and told you that.
I did the first time around. It's like she told me this last year.
Yeah,
okay?
I tell you that every year.
I know.
Yeah, it all stays here. So our goal was $16,000, which we had dropped back from. And this year, the end number is about $19,000. I think we have one more place to come in. So we're really happy with the results.
Well, it's got to make you happy when the community, and the communities always do step up, too.
They do,
this year, I know you and the rest of the crew, you were kind of worried about where it was going to go, the way everything kind of unfolded.
Exactly.
But this is a great story.
I think it's a great story, yes. Absolutely. And I mean, some of our faithful bell ringers came through, and I had some new people who really came through. So next year we'll try again.
Well, it's got to be nice for you guys, too, because, I mean, Salvation Army, that's just so much a part of our culture at the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's got to make you feel good.
It does. And it's the only time of the year that we ask people for donations.
Sure, sure.
So I still had somebody say this morning, I need to get my check to you.
So now it's time to collect. So
if you're
out there and you're owing, please send those checks in. Get that
That's
taken
right.
care of.
That's right. Yeah, take care of it. So thanks for having me, Bill. You make this easy.
Well, I'll tell you what, Gene, every year I always look forward to Christmas because I get to talk to you and Salvation Army. So it's they got the right person for the job here.
Thanks.
There you go. All right, Gene Ferdin, thank you so much. 9 minutes after 9 o'clock, you're the Voice of the Valley. AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.